Good afternoon. This is Russell Olson. I'm the chairman of South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, and I'd like to call the meeting to order. For those of you joining us online, welcome. For those of you here at Spearfish, we're glad you're able to come in and participate in the process with us. And we do have a quorum. So at this time, I have to read the conflict of interest disclosure. So now is the time for the commission to consider any written or verbal disclosures of conflicts of interest by current and former commission members. If any member of the commission has completed a written disclosure of a conflict of interest, the commission will consider the disclosure at this time. If any commission member wishes to verbally disclose an interest in a contract as defined by SDCL 3-23-1 or a direct benefit from a contract as defined by SDCL 3-23-1 or 3-23-2 or any other conflict with any other matter of today's meeting agenda, please identify the contract or other matter in which you have a conflict of interest that we generally describe the nature of the conflict. Also, during the meeting, if you become aware that you have a conflict of interest with any proposal, contract, or other matter, please notify the chair of the conflict and generally describe the nature of the conflict. If you disclose a conflict of interest, the commission must vote on whether or not the matter underlying the conflict is fair, reasonable, and not contrary to the public interest. You may not participate in the commission's discussion and or vote. Does anybody have any conflicts that they wish to disclose at this time? Seeing none, I see that you've all received a copy of the June meeting minutes, which were available to you, and I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Move to approve.
And a motion by Whitmire, seconded by Rissler to approve the minutes. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
And that is approved. Additional commissioner salary days. I didn't get a list from anybody else that had any. I had three for Wawa. But other than that, does anybody else have any commission salary days? So if nobody else has any, I would entertain a motion to approve those additional salary days.
So moved.
There's been a motion by Bartling, seconded by Bees. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Chris, are you going to do the number four in the license list request? Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good afternoon, Commissioners. Chris Peterson, Finance Officer for the Game Fish and Parks Department. Mr. Chairman, one action issue for the Division of Administration for this meeting. We have one license list request. It's a full fee request coming from, actually this request is somewhat more procedural. We have a request from Matera Group. Matera Group is previously in interaction with our commission. The Shields Sporting Goods store, Game Fish and Parks often will work with Shields and Cabela's for different marketing advertising campaigns where we provide the lists and they can use those lists. But Shields specifically has used an advertising marketing group that goes by Rock Communications. Rock Communications had been previously approved by our commission years ago and honestly asked for probably half a dozen requests for license lists. Annually, we work with them. They provide, they make the payment and we provide them their lists. But Rock Communications, as a business organization will do, they're in kind of a buyout kind of name change, business kind of a company change there where they're actually changing their name to this Matera Group. So we thought it was appropriate during in our commission rules, all new requesters have to come in front of the commission for approval. But once a business is approved, you're basically grandfathered in so that the agency can work directly with the companies. But as long as Rock Communication was kind of changing names and operations, we thought it would be best to bring the list in front of all of you. But know for sure that this Matera Group will be basically the marketing advertising side of the Shields store. So the ads that you see this way. Again, our license lists are just for one-time use. In this specific case, Shields Matera Group decided for this campaign, they're going to go with just the resident small game holders from last year. So this specific list that they're going to do is going to do those lists. We've got everything set up with the new company Matera to do the payment side electronically. They'll provide the funds. We'll give them this list. The only other thing I would note, Mr. Chairman, is kind of in the middle of the document, it talks about how would you like the list sent to you. We're going to provide the list of names and addresses through email, but just wanted to note that it's good to clarify that when we do the release of information, as state government, as we collect information, we are not able to provide email. So it's not like email lists that get provided where companies can use them. Whenever we're doing the license list, it's basically hard copy mail only, names and addresses. So I just want to make that note as well. So, Mr. Chairman, for Shields, for Matera Group, formerly known as Rock Communication, we have this one license list request, and we'd ask your approval.
Thanks, Chris. Anybody have any questions for Chris on this? Usual and customary. I mean, not out of the ordinary. So, if you have any questions? Seeing none, I'd entertain a motion to approve the list request.
Motion to approve.
And a motion by Ristler and a second by
second.
Whitmire. Any discussion? Seeing none, all in favor indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.